This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com. I am here at the Ag Media Summit with Gary Fellows with BASF. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Well, you have some exciting new products. I see that you've just released this year the Twinline fungicide. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Right. Twinline fungicide is a broad-spectrum fungicide for small grains, so wheat, barley, oats, all of the small grains, and it's mainly applied at that flag leaf timing. Basically, the neat thing about Twinline is it's powered by Headline. So we've all been working with Headline for years in small grains, and we realize what a strong fungicide that is. It brings a lot of the plant health benefits. It brings a lot of the broad-spectrum disease. What we've done is taken Headline and moved it up to a next level, and that's Twinline. And so we've actually increased its activity, given it a little longer and some curative control as well as the preventative control we've always had. And we've come out with a really good product in Twinline, and actually in the trials that are starting to come off, as you know, we're the wheat harvest in the south is mainly done. As it's moving up north, we're seeing great yields with Twinline compared to all the competitive products and compared to the untreated.
And the Twinline, you know, tell me a little bit about the crops we can use Twinline on, corn, soybean.
The Twinline is registered only for the small grains, right?
Only for small grains. And then are you looking then to increase its portfolio to other crops? Or
we're looking at a very similar product in corn that we should have out fairly shortly.
So you're not going to give me the scoop today?
Not on that one, I can't, because it's not quite through all the final hurdles we need to do to be able to talk about it. But we do have a new one that should be out shortly, and shortly in a few months.
Okay. But for those people who aren't growing small grains, they still have the opportunity to use Headline.
Absolutely. Headline is still going to be around even in small grains, because Headline has unique fits there as well. In the small grains, we've got some of the regular flag leaf timing. It does phenomenal. It's still one of the best fungicides out there. It is also at the early timing, the tillering timing that we've been using in a lot of areas of the U.S., it's the best product that's available is there. But as we get into the other crops, then we get into Headline in the broad portfolio, and then we have Headline in corn, soybeans, cotton, sugar cane, peanuts, sugar beets.
So this is a really broad fungicide.
A very broad fungicide, and it's not only broad in the crops that it's in, but it's very broad in the activity that brings to the crops. And this is the one that has proven plant health benefits. So we've got the disease control, a very broad spectrum, long-lasting disease control, which is really unparalleled. And then with that, we've got some plant health benefits around the outside that add to that benefit to the grower.
Wow. Okay, and let's talk about another new product that you launched this year, the Corumba. Can you talk a little bit about what's different with Corumba?
Absolutely. Corumba is the active name, or the trade name for the active ingredient metconazole. And metconazole, or Corumba, is the number one product worldwide for the control of fusarium head blight, or head scab, in small grains. And we launched that this year, and which was probably a good thing, because this year was the worst year for head scab in probably the last 25 years.
Wow.
The climate worked out just such that that the disease really took off. And so a lot of growers had a lot of major problems with head scab, and as coincidence, as a result of that, DON levels, and so they had some issues at selling. The Corumba did very well this year, as we would expect in all the testing over the past years. Corumba is ranked consistently at or near the top, and at the top when it comes to reducing the amount of DON level in the wheat itself or in the grain. So this is the number one product worldwide. We were able to launch it this year, and we got a lot of great results with growers out there, because it was such a heavy head scab year that they really saw the benefit and were able to market some grain that they might not have been able to market before.
So when do you apply Corumba? You know, you talk about disease prevention, but that this year was greater than usual. Yeah. So when do you actually apply the product?
Corumba is applied at the normal head scab timing, and that head scab time is generally that Feeks 10.5, basically flowering timing. That's generally when you want to get it on. That's when the fusarium starts attacking the head. It starts building up, and you want to get it into that head right at that timing. If you spray too early, you may not get full coverage on that head. This is one of those diseases that is a really nasty disease. You want to get good coverage into that head, and timing is very critical with this, because if you wait too long, the disease is already established, and you may not be able to recover the crop. And so that's that really, Corumba is geared at that head time. What's interesting, what we saw this year, and I think we've seen it in in our trials, but we saw it once we got it out on a large scale, is Corumba has a lot of activity against other diseases as well. And so you could go in and you could pick out those fields very easy because the flag leaf stayed green, because we were able to protect the flag leaf at the same time, and we actually increased yield because of that. That flag leaf from Septoria and from some other diseases that were on there, tan spot, bloom blotch, you could see specifically where the Corumba fields were because you protected that head from other diseases. So it isn't just, although we talk about it as a head scab product, it really controls a lot of other diseases as well.
So for those growers who didn't use Corumba, you know, or Headline or some of your other products and had a very disease-heavy year, they should probably consider this for next year. Who can they talk to learn more about your products?
Well, that's a great question. I think that what you need to do is talk to your local retailers, specifically those that are dealing, obviously, with BSF products, and but they will have the information. They have the product available, and I think this is a time. I mean, I think this year people saw there was a tendency, a specific head scab caught a lot of people by surprise. Even I would venture to say a lot of the university people were caught by surprise as to how widespread it was this year. So we want to prepare for that when ahead this next coming year. As far as the other fungicides, Headline and Twinline in your wheat, and even Charter as a seed treatment, preparing to plant your wheat, now's the time to go in and talk to your retailer, talk to your local distributor, your retailer, wherever you're buying products from, and talk to them about that, because this, they know, they have the information, and if they don't, we'd be glad to get it to you.
Right, because as you said, if they don't catch these diseases like head scab early enough, it's too late.
Absolutely.
So they really need to get ahead of it, especially if they're predicting that we might have another bad year next year.
And really, all diseases fit into that same level of, you need to, it's better to prevent the disease from getting established, because once a disease gets in a plant and destroys part of a leaf, you may be able to kill it, but that leaf will never grow back. You've already lost part of that leaf. And so the best fungicide is to prevent the disease from ever getting started in the first place. And so preventative is why you hear us talking a lot about preventative, and that's because we want to protect the whole plant. The plant is a factory. That's what it's producing, the energy that goes into the grain. So we want to protect the whole factory and keep that healthy.
Well, that's great advice, Gary. And thank you for spending some time with AgWire.com.
Thank you.